Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sanjay Mattoo with the news at 9. The headlines. Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid arrives in New Delhi on a 3-day visit to India to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral cooperation tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Saudi Arabia to attend India-GCC Foreign Ministers meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, political parties step up their election campaigning for assembly polls. Typhoon Yagi claims 14 lives in Vietnam and destroys over 3,000 buildings. In Asia Cup hockey, defending champions India beat hosts China 3-0 at Hulunbuir. And curtains to come down on Paris Paralympics tonight. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a 3-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE ministers and a business delegation. He'll meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow and hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. Sheikh Khalid is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and visit Rajghat to pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. On Tuesday, he'll visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both the countries will participate. In recent years, the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE has deepened in a wide range of areas, including political, trade, investment, connectivity, energy, technology, education, and culture. In Jammu and Kashmir, political parties have stepped up their electoral campaign for the upcoming assembly elections. Polling will be held in 3 phases on the 18th and 25th of this month and on the 1st of October. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of next month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh today addressed a rally in Ramban district. He took a strong stance against the Congress party's claims to restore Article 370, asserting that as long as the BJP is in power, the article will not be reinstated. He emphasised the BJP's commitment to maintaining the current status and focused on the significant progress made in J&K under the party's leadership. Mr. Singh also highlighted the transformation of Jammu and Kashmir from a region known for terrorism to one recognized for tourism and development.
पहले जम्मू कश्मीर सारी दुनिया में लोग कहते थे कि टेररिज्म का इस पार्ट है बहन भाइयों अब जम्मू कश्मीर के बारे में सारी दुनिया में धारणा बदल चुकी है अब जम्मू कश्मीर टेररिज्म इस पार्ट के रूप में नहीं जाना जाता है बल्कि यह टूरिज्म इस पार्ट के रूप में जाना जाता है आपने देखा होगा यहां पर किस तरीके से टूरिस्ट की संख्या तेजी के साथ बढ़ी है जाकर देखना हो तो श्रीनगर में जाकर देखिए
Speaking to reporters in Srinagar, National Conference President Farooq Abdullah accused the BJP of misleading people by claiming that terrorism will rise again if the National Conference and Congress alliance came to power in the Union Territory. Addressing the media in Anantnag, People's Democratic Party Chief Mehbooba Mufti said, if her party had not been there, the National Conference would have been functioning in a dictatorial manner. She alleged that people are very angry and upset with the National Conference. In a related development, J&K's BJP unit today demanded that the Election Commission of India reject or cancel the nomination of former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah for threatening the people of the Union Territory. Talking to newsmen at Jammu, the state party spokesperson Sunil Sethi said that the Congress and National Conference, instead of talking about their manifestos, are misleading people on other issues and have no roadmap for the development of the Union Territory. Meanwhile, the BJP today released a list of 10 candidates for the assembly polls. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar arrived in Riyadh today to take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, Foreign Ministers meeting tomorrow. During his 2-day visit to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from GCC member countries. Upon arrival today, Dr. Jaishankar visited key cultural sites in the Saudi capital, emphasizing the historical ties between the two countries. On the second leg of his visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to German capital Berlin on Tuesday. He'll meet German Federal Foreign Minister and the leadership and other ministers of Germany with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. Dr. Jaishankar will thereafter travel to Geneva, Switzerland on the 12th of this month. Jharkhand BJP Assembly election in charge, Shivraj Singh Chauhan has alleged that the corrupt Hemant Soren government has ruined the state during his tenure. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Mr. Chauhan said that the Soren government is making a series of false promises ahead of the assembly elections. Mr. Chauhan said that Chief Minister Soren is not serious about the problems of the common people of the state.
हर योजना की घोषणा केवल वोट के लिए है, योजना का लाभ देने के लिए नहीं है, और मुख्यमंत्री ये सोच के ही कर रहे हैं कि देना तो कुछ है ही नहीं, एक महीना है बस, केवल 20 दिन 25 दिन जो भी बचे, जो मांगोगे वही मिलेगा, दिनों रात झूठी घोषणाएं किए जा रहे हैं.
Union Minister and West Bengal BJP President Sukanto Majumdar has said TMC MP Jawahar Sarkar's decision to resign from the Rajya Sabha and politics is a clear indication that people who care for Bengal are not willing to support the failed leadership of Mamata Banerjee. In a social media post, Dr. Majumdar alleged that the people of West Bengal have lost faith in the Chief Minister who is pushing the state's future into darkness. The Manipur government has declared two-day holiday on Monday and Tuesday for all schools and colleges in the state in view of the deteriorating law and order situation in the state. Schools and colleges were closed yesterday as well after the incident in Moirang, where a civilian was killed in a bomb explosion. Meanwhile, Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, his party MLAs, along with the Speaker and his cabinet colleagues, met Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at Raj Bhavan today. An 8-point resolution was submitted to the Governor. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. In Vietnam, at least 14 people have died and 176 have been injured after Typhoon Yagi struck the country yesterday. Vietnam's meteorological agency issued a downgrade in the typhoon today as the storm moved westward. However, it cautions about the ongoing risk of flooding and landslides. Vietnamese officials described Yagi as one of the most deadly typhoons to hit the region in the recent decade, leaving more than 3 million people without electricity in northern Vietnam. According to government sources, the typhoon destroyed nearly 3,300 buildings, 1.2 lakh hectares of rice and other crops, more than 5,000 hectares of fruit trees, and over 1,000 aquaculture cages in the region. Hundreds of flights were cancelled as 4 airports were closed. The typhoon hit Hainan in China on Friday, flooding roads, uprooting trees, and cutting power to more than 800,000 homes. Yagi had already claimed 16 lives in the Philippines, the first country it hit earlier in the week. Back home in Chhattisgarh, 7 people have been killed in a lightning strike. The incident took place in Mohtara village near Baloda Bazar town. The victims were standing under a tree amid heavy rain when they were struck by the lightning. Union Minister and Telangana BJP President G. Kishan Reddy visited the flood-hit areas of Khammam district of Telangana today. He assured the people of the flood-hit areas that both the state and central governments will support them and provide all necessary help. Our correspondent has the details.
Union Coal Minister G. Kishan Reddy visited the worst flood-hit areas in Khammam district today. He visited the affected areas and assessed the level of destruction caused due to the recent floods in Munneru. He interacted with the people at the flood-affected areas of Dhamsalapuram and Tirumalapalem and inquired about the flood relief and rehabilitation efforts. Meanwhile, the fresh orange alert of heavy to very heavy rain by Met officials to Kumaram Bhim, Asifabad and Mancherial districts is causing concern among the authorities, and they asked people to remain alert in these areas. The Met officials also issued an yellow alert to 7 other districts in the state of heavy rain during next 2 days. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Minister of State for Rural Development, Dr. Pemmasani Chandrasekhar, visited flood-affected areas in the Guntur district of Andhra Pradesh today. He inspected submerged crop fields and met with farmers and listened to their concerns. The minister assured the farmers that steps would be taken to protect them from losses and promised an additional relief package. Meanwhile, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu today called on Governor S. Abdul Nazir at the Raj Bhavan in Vijayawada. He briefed the governor on the flood situation and the damage caused due to heavy rains in several parts of the state. Mr. Naidu said that round-the-clock relief and rehabilitation measures have been taken up by the government. A young male patient has been identified as a suspect case of monkeypox or mpox. He had recently travelled to a country currently experiencing mpox transmission. The health ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and his samples are being tested to confirm the presence of mpox. It added that the patient is currently stable and there is no cause of any undue concern. The ministry further said the case is being managed in line with established protocols and contact tracing is ongoing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on the 29th of this month. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. People can also give a missed call on 1922 and follow the link received through SMS to directly give their suggestions to the Prime Minister. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 27th of this month. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has been named by Time magazine as one of the most influential people in the field of technology and artificial intelligence. His name figures under the Shapers category of the list. The magazine writes, under his leadership, India is hoping to become one of the top 5 countries for semiconductor manufacturing in the next 5 years. In Asia Cup hockey, defending champions India beat hosts China 3-0 at Hulunbuir today. Surjeet Singh, Uttam Singh and Abhishek scored in each of the first 3 quarters to secure victory in India's opening match. India will take on Japan in the next fixture tomorrow. The curtains will come officially down on the Paralympic Games in Paris tonight in a grand closing ceremony to be held at the iconic Stade de France. We have a report.
The closing ceremony will feature a vibrant mix of performances including thematic dances and speeches by dignitaries. Gold medal winning archer Harvinder Singh and sprinter Preeti Pal will be the country's flag bearers in the closing ceremony. After the flag bearing athlete parade, Paris will officially pass the baton to Los Angeles, the host of the next Paralympic Summer Games in 2028. For India, this edition of the game will be a cherished memory after the stellar performance by the Indian contingent. Their best ever performance bagged an impressive haul of 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze medals. Sumit Antil, Avni Lekhra and Pramod Bhagat led the contingent in winning a record number of medals for the country. Their victories were not just personal triumphs but also a reflection of the support systems now in place for para-athletes in India. Swati Rakheja from Sports Desk for Akashwani News.
In the US Open tennis, the men's singles final will be played between Taylor Fritz and Jannik Sinner in New York later tonight. Fritz defeated fellow American Francis Tiafoe in the semifinal to reach his first Grand Slam final. Sinner, on the other hand, emerged victorious over Jack Draper of Britain in straight sets on Friday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid arrives in New Delhi on a 3-day visit to India to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral cooperation tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Saudi Arabia to attend India-GCC Foreign Ministers meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, political parties step up their election campaigning for assembly polls. Typhoon Yagi claims 14 lives in Vietnam and destroys over 3,000 buildings. In Asia Cup hockey, defending champions India beat host China 3-0 at Hulunbuir, and curtains to come down on Paris Paralympics tonight. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.